Following recording is copyright 2012 Catholic Diocese of Little Rock. All rights reserved. For more information, visit www.dolr.org.
As we grow up and mature, we come to learn more and more about the meaning of life and understand better what really is important. And reflecting on our past, we see that much of our present understanding comes from things that happened when we were children. Our family was the first place where we learned things about life. And for most of us, I bet every one of us, the very first thing we learned was that we belong. We belong to that family. We're really part of that family, an important and loved member of that family. And as a member, whatever happened to the family happened to us. If something good happened to a member of the family, we all shared in the joy. In difficult times, we all made sacrifices. When one member suffered, we shared the pain. By sharing in the life of the family, we learn to appreciate what it means to belong. The same thing applies to being a member of a parish. When we call Father Anil Thomas Father, it should serve as a constant reminder to us that all the members of this parish form a single family in which Father Anil Thomas represents in a special way the paternal solicitude of God for this entire parish family. And like with any other healthy family, whatever happens to any member of your parish family happens to you. You rejoice together in the good things that happen to any member of this parish family. And you share in the pain when a member suffers, supporting each other, especially when faced with problems for which there really is no good solution. That's what it means to really belong to a parish family. In the second reading today, St. Paul talks about what it means to belong. We've all already experienced this in our own families. Well, here St. Paul tells us that in a deeper way, we belong to Jesus and we share life with him. We matter to Jesus. He loves us very much because we're his family. And since we belong to him, we share his suffering. We also share his victories, especially the joy of his resurrection. We too will arise to new life in and through Christ. And so St. Paul writes very clearly, just as in Adam all die, so in Christ all will come to life again, but each one in proper order. Christ the first fruits, and then it is coming all those who belong to him. When we were children, we first learned that we belonged to a family, and then we learned how to act as an involved member of the family. And we first learned it by watching and imitating our parents, and perhaps our brothers and sisters. This is part of what Mary means for us. No other human being shared life more totally with Christ than Mary did. She belonged to him in the fullest sense of the word. She was with him in his moments of joy, for instance, his birth, and was with him in his agony at the foot of the cross. Today, on the feast of her Assumption into Heaven, we celebrate her special participation in Christ's resurrection. Thus, we can learn a lot from Mary about how actively to share life with Jesus. By watching her and imitating her, we can discover and understand Christ more and more like she knew him and like she understood him. We can come to appreciate more fully that we do belong to him. And inasmuch as we belong to him, we can trust his promise that we will live eternally with and through him. Today, as I install Father Anil Thomas formally as your pastor, and as I have just blessed this beautiful presider's chair for your church, I can't help but marvel at how appropriate it is that we do this on the Feast of the Assumption of Mary, the Vigil of the Assumption. Mary was not only the first person to share fully in Jesus' victory, and thus our greatest model of faithfulness, she's also our mother. Indeed, she's the mother of the entire family of God. How do we know that? Because Jesus gave her to us to be our mother as he hung there dying on the cross for our salvation. If we are faithful to Jesus like Mary was, we too will rise and share in Jesus' victory with Mary forever in heaven.